You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. Who sees the heavenly Jordan that, like a rude and savage man of India at the first opening of the gorgeous East, bows not his vassal head and, struck and blind, kisses the base ground with obedient breast? What peremptory eagle-sighted eye dares look upon the heaven of her brow that is not blinded by her majesty?
Doff, I look out and see. What if we made a movie like Crash, but not as doff? Shit!
Though she is but little, she is fierce. With the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this say comes. Either I mistake your shape in making quite, or else you are that shrew and knavish sprite called Trevor Goodfellow. Are you not he that frights the maidens of the villagery, misled night wanderers laughing at their harm? Are not you he?
These late eclipses in the sun and moon doth portend no good to us. The wisdom of nature can reason it thus and thus, yet nature finds itself scourged by the sequent effects.
Brevity is the soul of wit. If you have tears, rather shed them now. I have, sir, a son by order of law, though this knave came somewhat saucily into the world before he was sent for, yet there was good sport at his making, and the horse son must be acknowledged. Do you know this noble gentleman, Luwain?
Wait, isn't this that Francis Bacon thing that we're doing? What is this?
Give thy thoughts no tongue. The wheel is come full circle. I am here, the rather for I now must make you know I am that Mindy and reviewer core. The fearful passage of our death-marked review and the continuance of our reviewer's rage, which but our movie's end not could remove, is now the maybe 30 minutes traffic of our stage. The which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend.
Well done.
And
well done.
Yes. Why, thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Now, you're probably wondering why I just did a whole bunch of Shakespeare quotes introduce everyone. That is true. I mean, you could just be because I'm Mindy. But it is because we are reviewing Measure for Measure, a new adaptation based on the play written by William Shakespeare. The comedy question mark? It is considered a problem play because you don't know whether or not it is a comedy or a tragedy. It doesn't take the text of the script, but instead, like Shakespeare retold the BBC miniseries that happened a couple years ago, it takes the story of the play, makes it modern language, modern context, and finds a new way to tell the story. So what exactly is that story this time around?
One ordinary day let's just say Australia. Just, I don't want to upset our many fine people in Australia, and some of which I do know. So let's just say city here, Australia. My crash metaphor was apt because there's a racially motivated done crime when someone decides to get a little high, and the effects of that day spread out to our characters, some of which are connected in said drug trade. There is Hugo Weaving as the Duke, who kind of runs everything and decides, well, one of my top guys, Angelo, played by Mark Leonard Winter, you know, got involved here, so you know what? I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to go and just let them be, see how things go. And one of the, I guess, dealers and such, because he is tangibly connected, Claudio, played by Harrison Gibbertson, connects with another survivor of the shooting, Jawara, played by Megan Smart. They start a loving, budding romance, which does not sit well with a lieutenant in all this trade. Jawara's brother, Farouk, played by Fasil Bazzi. Let's just say all their roads cross each other in very tragic ways.
So how did y'all feel about this? I know you guys don't really know the play, you just know this movie. So how do you feel this film did in regards to telling its story about xenophobia, racism, all that jazz.
I thought it did a really good job. Like I said, this is the last dig I'll make it. But again, you see a movie like fucking Crash, and it's like, wow, I see what they were going for, but this was clumsy as all hell. This actually seemed to have a heart to it. And again, and I like to think I'm well-versed enough because I've studied enough Shakespeare, but I was very unaware this was based on a Shakespeare play. And one of the first thoughts I had while watching was like, huh, this is kind of feeling Shakespearean, lo and behold. But I thought I did a good job.
I mean, overall, I liked it. Watching it on the level of a gritty crime drama, it works better than it does, I think, anticipating the Shakespearean redux. I think this has a lot of flavor of Shakespeare. I think a lot of the changes they have made here still smack of Shakespeareanism. But one of the things that is going on here is we have the love interest, Jaiwara, and her brother, Farouk, and they're from a very traditional Middle Eastern household. And so her dalliance with this white boy from Melbourne is not smiled upon by her family. And I was getting a little concerned where it's like, man, we're kind of leaning on like tropes and some stereotypes here, but it becomes apparent through the course of the movie that she's not necessarily a victim of her culture as much as she is a victim of the individuals in her house. So that made me feel a little bit better about it. And I think because of deft touches like that, this really works.
Yeah, I have to agree. As a crime drama, it's pretty solid. Had I not recognized the title as being a Shakespearean play, it might have registered partway through based on just the language that some people use. It's not Shakespearean in the literal sense. They're not reciting pieces of, you know, monologues. There is some florid language and there is some sort of acting about some of what they're doing that sort of reminds you of that. And it's kind of hard not to actually make the sort of Romeo-Juliet connection when you're dealing with Claudio and Jaiwara and their family things and stuff like that. So aside from understanding what the title is supposed to mean, you don't have to know Shakespeare to appreciate this movie. I'm not as well-versed as most of you are, but it was a crime movie and Mindy was already reviewing it, so I had to go along as well.
Of course.
But no, as a crime drama, I think it's really solid. The performances are all really good. I feel kind of bad for Mark Leonard Winter, who's Angelo, because his performance is strong. It's really amazing. But all I could think of, because of the way they've styled him for this movie to make him a kind of a second lieutenant in the Duke's sort of empire, is that he looked like Daniel Day-Lewis playing Scott Stapp from Creed. And I felt...
Oh, God.
And I felt
it.
Bad because that's all I could think of.
I am never gonna unsee that, you son of a bitch.
You are welcome. But jokes aside, his performance in particular was really strong. Weaving, of course, is Weaving, so even if he just shows up and does his thing, he's impressive. But he was putting some weight into this role.
Yeah, as you said, they were acting, like with five C's when you say that.
Acting. But
yeah, I mean, this is honestly the best Hugo Weaving has been in a good while. It helps that it actually comes across on camera that he wants to fucking be there. Like, oh good, I'm not doing another fucking Transformers. That he actually got something he could sink his teeth into. And he is honestly my favorite performance, along with Angelo. But I gotta say, a standout to me was Harrison Gibertson as Claudio and Megan Smart as Jaiwara. I actually really, really liked their romance. It was one of the more believable romances I've seen in a good while in the movie, and even you know, young romance as someone who is old and dead inside like me.
Well, and you know, we were talking a little off mic. Mindy was good enough to actually kind of give me a primer and a reminder, but my exposure to Measure for Measure begins and ends during a 1 hour class period in college during Dramatic Lit where we discussed it, and then I have never gone back to revisit it. Having just that peripheral knowledge almost worked against me during this, because I did catch myself going, now wait a minute, that's not how it was in the play. And then I caught myself trying to remember the play and trying to overlay it on the movie and not, and letting that take myself out of it. Now that is not a criticism of the movie, that's my own problem. But it was almost one of those things, and so I think it's important to contextualize that what we have here is kind of a measure for measure, but it's also if you took Romeo and Juliet out of Verona under the prince, put it in Vienna under the reign of the duke, and let the characters kind of intermingle. It's almost like a weird Shakespearean mashup Avengers.
See, I didn't find that problem. I mean, I know Chris and I have gone back and forth about this. When I want an adaptation, I want an adaptation. I don't want fan fiction. I want an adaptation. You can be as original and unique with it as you want, but I want to be able to see the original story shining through. So I absolutely was watching this with the, how is this measure for measure? And I was very pleasantly surprised with how much of the story they were able to tell. They were able to tell the main parts of the play while at the same time creating this new thematic nature of it involving racism and xenophobia, which is also very Shakespeare, which I also appreciated, you know?
It felt very modernized in a good way. Like, again, I just said it felt Shakespearean, but it's just like, no, but this can still honestly apply.
I mean, Shakespeare was very woke, let's be real.
No, yeah, he was woke AF. I mean, yeah, like I said, this is one of the few Shakespeare plays I guess just kind of went under my radar, in all honesty. Yeah, I honestly might want to seek it out now, and I'll probably just talk to Mindy off mic about, which English textbook do I borrow from you to read this?
But yeah, it's this play. The one thing that really stood out for me is all the characterizations, because in the play, the Duke is the main character. He is there throughout the entire thing. He gets the focus. Juara is a combination of the main female character, Isabella, and this other character named Juliet, so that she is also the love interest and the main conflict centers around her as well. Those two characters, respectively. But in the play, Claudio isn't a very big part. He's there for maybe like two scenes. And in this one, I really appreciated Harrison Gilbertson being allowed to expand upon Claudio and expand upon what that relationship is. In the play, it's him and his sister. In this one, it's a love interest. And being able to like that scene in the jail, they have that scene in the play too. And just this agony of, I'm going to die. I get that this is a massive sin for you to save me by what Angela wants you to do, but I am going to die. Yeah, it's like, but I'm going to die if you don't. And having that dichotomy of, you are asking me to do one of the worst things imaginable in order to save your life. Like the back and forth between that is, that scene in particular is incredibly strong. And the fact that they were able to do that with the same time presenting, even though the relationship is different, presenting the same scene from Shakespeare, only modernized and realistic. And it's like, I thought that was beautiful in particular.
It honestly is one of the best scenes in this movie. And I'm going to approach it this way because, again, I'm not sure how it is in the original play, but as you brought up when we were talking about it, like how they did it through the CCTV footage of the prison, like you're seeing it at this angle that is far away, but also feels kind of intimate. It really does strike you, and it makes you feel uncomfortable, as does when the situation comes up that they're talking about. I don't want to go too much into it because spoiler alert, I'm gonna highly recommend this movie. It really does add into it. It layers on top of it. But again, yeah, Duke, one thing I gotta comment on, I actually like how interconnected all these characters are. It actually feels very organic. I just thought, well, gee, how are we going to crowbar this in? But no, it all comes across very nicely. And fits in a way that, you know, doesn't feel like Roland Emmerich being lazy as shit.
Well, and I will say, you know, one of the things you talk about in Shakespearean tragedy is kind of, you know, the characters through tragic events lose everything, but usually by the end they gain some sort of enlightenment, you know, and that may be just as simple as a line of, oh shit, I see it now, I was so wrong. But there is a character in here who kind of succumbs to a literal hubris. There is a drug angle on this, specifically methamphetamine, and one of the characters is slowly throughout the show becoming more and more addicted and succumbing more and more to effects of the methamphetamine. To have that, that just shows the skill of craft where obviously methamphetamine is not going to be present in a play from the 1600s. But using it as a metaphor for that Shakespearean hubris that we see in other Aristotelian tragedies, like as the downfall of this character to gain enlightenment, it was such a good application and such a good, as you said, Mindy, adaptation. It's like, you know, West Side Story isn't a perfect port over of Romeo and Juliet, but it's a pretty good adaptation.
So we have talked a bit, I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking about, you know, comparisons to Shakespeare. And I know that Shakespeare is very, I won't say controversial, but there are plenty of people who'd be like, Shakespeare. So for those that don't appreciate Shakespeare and those that don't like Shakespeare, do you think that having these elements in this film hinders it and hinders enjoyment?
No. Here's the thing. As somebody who's not a Shakespeare scholar, I mean, joking about the Francis Bacon thing aside, and I'm speaking to people that I hang out with probably as much as anything, don't let us constantly talking about Shakespeare steer you away from this movie, okay? You don't have to understand the Odyssey to understand O Brother, Where Art Thou. You don't need to understand Hamlet to understand The Lion King, right? They may give additional weight or additional feeling to what you're seeing, but it doesn't stop you from enjoying the movie for what it is. And this is a good crime drama. It's solid. The performances are good. The consequences have weight. In fact, they're sort of the point of this one. You can know literally nothing about Shakespeare and still appreciate this movie. And I think that's one of the things that this movie has as an advantage over some of the other adaptations that literally use, you know, the verse from Shakespeare and just modernize it, for instance, or give it a rock soundtrack or whatever. You can appreciate this movie as a good crime drama, and I would recommend it as a good crime drama, and know nothing about Shakespeare.
I doth agree.
Perchance. So how about we get into final thoughts? Jordan, how about you start?
A Rose by Any Other Name would be pretty sweet. I do like roses. Anyway.
A nose by any other name can still smell.
No, I do highly recommend this movie. As Luann said, this is, on its own, it's a really good crime drama. One of the better crime dramas I can honestly recall. Hugo, it's got a great cast. It has phenomenal performances. Like I said, it's good to see Hugo Weaving actually mean something it feels like he wants to be there for. And he really gets to sink his teeth into it. It's just really damn good. It grips you. It honestly does make you ask questions about what if you were put into this situation. And you really do start to feel for these characters. It's well shot, nicely scored, and really pretty relevant, honestly, right now with some of the modern issues it takes on. So I'm going to give this 9 out of 10 dogs, because that dog was key. That dog was fucking awesome.
And what about you, Trevor?
I really liked this. I think it is a fully functional crime drama. I'm going to say if it's not action-packed, it's not a lot of wax, or it is not Scarface, but if you like something like The Godfather, this will definitely be in your lane. I even found some thematic similarities between The Godfather. There's a lot of discussion on whether or not organized crime should be in narcotics, for instance, which is a theme present in the original Godfather. If you're a Shakespeare fan, you're going to find a lot of fan service in here. There's a lot of small little references, little nuances, little lines that you can pick apart. It's going to have a lot of rewatch value, I think. On the whole, I really recommend this. I really like it. I think I'm going to give it 7.5 out of 10 times that I giggled while quoting Capulet saying, "Give me my longsword, ho."
Phrasing.
He doth invented phrasing. And what about you, Luane?
Well, you remember you and I did the review for Villain a long time ago, and we commented that it felt like it thought it was something that it wasn't. I think that this is the kind of thing it thought it was, and it was not. And it is part of the reason I was like, I got to review this with Mindy, because we keep doing these, and we finally got a really good one. And it is. This is a really good crime drama. Like Trevor said, it's not action-packed. There's not a bunch of shootouts or chases or anything. Despite all the things I said about you don't have to know Shakespeare, it is a morality play, like some of the best crime stories are. The performances are good. The music is good, although there's one weird little music-plucking scene when Angelo's introduced that's sort of weird. But anyway, aside from that, it's a solid movie all around. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 burgundy bathrobes.
Those were sweet robes.
So, as I've said, I'm a Shakespeare lover. I love doing Shakespeare. I've probably done both in audio form and in live versions, maybe like 20 or so. I love Shakespeare. I think his writing is brilliant. So when I was really excited when I saw Measure for Measure, which is a play that people don't tend to do as much because of, is it a comedy? Is it a drama? How do we make this, and especially the ending, how do we make this not be problematic? I was very much watching it being like, how is this the play? And while there were definitely moments where it felt like it was trying to hit a square peg into a round hole, you were able to get the main beats of the play and the main thematic nature of the play into this modern setting and focusing on, you know, this xenophobia between Islam and the Western community in Australia that it takes place. You know, the whole point of the play is it's talking about the morality of law. And that is very present in this film, and it's able to see it in a modern, relevant context. And I absolutely love that. I thought that Angelo, in particular, I love the fact that, I mean, in the play he's there, but this one, Mark Winter really got a chance to show his destruction into depravity. I loved that he got more screen time. I was very impressed with how Claudio got to be more well-rounded. The Duke, I wish he had done more because he is ever-present in the play, but the fact that they had his ever-presence be the cameras everywhere, I thought was a very clever way to do that. I mean, I think my biggest complaint about this film is the fact that I was watching it for scenes and I'm like, Shakespeare did this scene better, but that's just rather arrogant of me. Yeah, this is a solid film. You don't need to know Shakespeare to enjoy it. It's very character driven, which I love. The fact that, I mean, the whole thing focuses on people's relationships to each other and how rules affect everybody and what are you willing to do in order to break free of those harmful rules or keep them in place. And that was incredibly interesting. So I am going to give it 8 quotes from the Quran out of 10. Yes, because that's how the film starts, which is interesting too, is that I thought it was a nice touch that this is Shakespearean, which is Western Christian, but the first thing you see is Islam and how it interconnects so well with this play anyway.
Do you ever think there was just a couple groundlings walking out of the globe at, you know, 1602 or whatever and just say, Richard Burbage just really fucking phoned it in on that one? Like,
shit, maybe.
Yeah. Although that 12-year-old in the dress, he was hot.
I don't know these people.